This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken departed Monday for the Middle East following a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas that went into effect early on Friday. This is Blinken's first trip to the region as the top U.S. diplomat. He will meet with Israeli, Palestinian, and regional counterparts as part of Washington's efforts to build on the Gaza truce. The secretary will hold talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem and with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas in Ramallah. U.S. President Joe Biden said in a statement Monday that Blinken will meet with Israeli leaders about our ironclad commitment to Israel's security and will continue our administration's efforts to rebuild ties to and support for the Palestinian people and leaders after years of neglect. Biden said the United States will work with regional partners to ensure immediate assistance reaches Gaza in a way that benefits the people there and not Hamas. Blinken spoke to CNN on Sunday and said our focus right now relentlessly is on dealing with the humanitarian situation, starting to do reconstruction and rebuild and engage intensely with everyone, with Palestinians, with Israelis, with partners in the region. Blinken's Middle East trip will include a visit to Egypt, which mediated the Gaza truce between Israel and Hamas-led Palestinian militants. He will meet with the Egyptian president and foreign minister. Iran and the UN's nuclear watchdog are extending for 1 month the monitoring of Iran's nuclear activities. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency made that announcement Monday. The extension comes amid ongoing negotiations to revive the 2015 international agreement that lifted Iran's nuclear program and limited